Steve Zahn, who is a well-known film actor. He's been in a lot of movies like Sahara and Rescue Dawn, and he's currently on HBO's Tremé, lives here in Lexington, and he is part of the trio that directs The Rep, which is the company that is presenting SmackDown for the Christmas Crown. The show is an original Christmas musical written by Steve's wife, Robin Peterman Zahn, and he's playing this part which taps a lot of different, you know, skills. One of the great ones with Steve Zahn being just kind of mania and zaniness and fun. He's sort of a ghostly character who wanders through the show. It's a big musical. He thinks he's doing a production of A Christmas Carol and slowly kind of gels with the show. But, you know, if you want to see a film actor, well-known film actor on stage in Lexington, this is the weekend to do it.
And we have Dueling Messiahs this weekend. The Lexington Singers are doing a version. So is the Lexington Philharmonic. Lexington Philharmonic does sort of a smaller, very traditional version, whereas the Lexington Singer does the big Messiah. And that's the third year that they've had this kind of mix here in Central Kentucky. How's it working out for them?
Scott Terrell, when he came to the Lexington Philharmonic, said that he really prefers a smaller Messiah, that he likes it more in the Baroque tradition in which it was written. And so he opted to work with the Lexington Chamber Chorale, which is a small ensemble of a few dozen singers, as opposed to the Lexington Singers, which is a few hundred singers. The Lexington Singers still wanted to continue to present Messiah. So you've got this kind of newer interpretation, which the Philharmonic has been doing several years now. And then you've got the grand old, you know, big production Messiah, which Jeff Johnson, the director of the Singers, was telling us last week is former Philharmonic director George Zach's edit of the Messiah. And that's the other thing is, you know, if you go to both shows, you're going to see two different edits of the piece because it's a three-hour piece if you do the whole thing. And rarely does anyone do the whole thing. So they kind of pick and choose what parts they want to work on.
And finally, word about a week ago that ICTHUS, the Christian Music Festival in Wilmore, is gone. It's ended. I guess there are hopes of possibly reviving it in the future, but there are no solid plans.
No, there are no solid plans. And this is one, you know, it's hard when you've got something that's been going on for 42 years. It's hard to see the end coming. But if you're kind of practical and, you know, looking at the smoke signals that were coming up, you could kind of see it coming. They declared two festivals ago to the entire audience that they were in financial dire straits. They were trying to sell their property down in Wilmore to make up for some very significant debt that they were carrying. And they were not able to do that and not able to raise the funds to keep the festival going. So it appears at this point that after 42 years, the ICTHUS Festival will be no more, and they're actively working to sell their assets. It cost about $1 million to put that festival on, and the group is carrying well into six figures worth of debt. So it's not just writing a few $1,000 checks to right the ship. It's a pretty significant problem.
Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.